Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 24th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. According to a conversation between Apple CEO Tim Cook and European Commissioner for the Internal Market Thierry Breton, the first phase of Apple and Google's cross-platform contact tracing API should be available to developers using it on behalf of public health agencies starting on April 28th. Breton shared a photo of him having a video conversation with Cook and told Los Echos that Cook confirmed the April 28th date has been moved up for an original mid-May release. Phase 2, which would be a system update to build in opt-in contact tracing at the OS level on both Android and iOS, is expected later this year. In related news, Huawei announced that some of its Android-based handsets will receive Google's contact tracing app when it's released. Any Huawei phone released prior to it being placed on the U.S. entity list in May 2019 will receive the update if the device supports Bluetooth Low Energy. Social network Nextdoor and Walmart are co-launching a Neighbors Helping Neighbors program to help elderly, high-risk, and otherwise vulnerable Nextdoor members get help from their neighbors who are already planning a trip to Walmart. Nextdoor users can post to groups associated with their local Walmart store to request assistance within the app. The shopping details can be worked out either in the group thread or direct message. Nextdoor says that since groups exited beta a few weeks ago, it's seen a 7x increase in people joining groups to help each other. The Wall Street Journal reports that more than 20 former Amazon employees said they have accessed data from third-party sellers to structure Amazon's own private labels. The data reportedly allowed Amazon to single out which products had the best earning potential, how to price its own private label products, and what product features Amazon should copy. Amazon is in an ongoing antitrust probes with the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission, as well as the European Union's Competition Commission. In a July 2019 congressional hearing, an Amazon executive said the company did not use seller data to help favor its own products. In response to the Wall Street Journal story, Amazon tells Business Insider it's launching an internal investigation. Instacart announced it plans to hire 250,000 additional shoppers to meet consumer demand as part of an effort to return to one-hour and same-day delivery service. Back in March, Instacart brought on an additional 300,000 new shoppers as well. The company also extended COVID-19 sick pay for shoppers, added bonuses for part-time and full-time shoppers, and provided a check-in option within the Instacart app for shoppers who need health and safety kits. Amazon confirmed a major COVID-19 outbreak at a fulfillment center in Carteret, New Jersey. Amazon did not provide a specific number of cases, but did not deny reports from Business Insider that more than 30 people have been infected. According to internal documents seen by CNBC, Google cut its marketing budget in 2020 by as much as half, with hiring freezes for full-time and contract employees. A Google spokesperson said that marketing efforts are recalibrating and some budgets have been cut, and that the company was slowing the pace of hiring. Following the disclosure of an exploit for the iOS Mail app from the security firm ZecOps, Apple stated that after reviewing the research, it found no evidence that the exploit was used against users and does not pose an immediate risk. In its disclosure, ZecOps stated it believed the exploit had been used on several high-profile targets since January 2018. Nintendo disabled the ability to log into Nintendo accounts using a Nintendo Network ID. These IDs were initially set up for the 3DS and Wii U devices. Nintendo says that NNIDs and passwords of 160,000 accounts were illegally obtained, exposing user birthdays, email addresses, country, and nicknames, as well as being used to make some fraudulent purchases. Nintendo is resetting passwords for all affected users and recommends that all Nintendo accounts use two-factor authentication going forward. Verizon reported it earned $1.26 per share in Q1 on revenue of $31.6 billion. Analysts had expected revenue of $32.27 billion and earnings of $1.22. In the quarter, Verizon lost 68,000 subscribers, missing on analysts' expectations of effectively flat subscriber growth. The company maintained its capital expenditure guidance of between $17.5 billion and $18.5 billion as it continues its 5G rollout. Verizon Media advertising revenues were down 4% on the year to $1.7 billion as the company saw increased engagement but an overall decline in advertising rates. Like many other companies, Verizon formally withdrew its revenue guidance for the rest of 2020. The instant messaging service Telegram announced it now has more than 400 million monthly active users, up from the 300 million users it reported to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission back in October. The company also announced it's working on a secure group video chat feature and plans to release it later this year. And finally, researchers at Apple and Carnegie Mellon University's Human-Computer Interaction Institute published a paper detailing a new AI system called Listen Learner, which would let the system learn by listening to noises in an environment without an upfront training dataset or user-supervised learning. A general pre-trained model could be loaded into the system to enable it to make an initial guess on what a cluster of sounds represents, followed by one-shot refinement questions occasionally posed to humans to help filter out edge cases the system has trouble classifying. The hope is that the system would allow IoT and smart home devices to have better contextual sensing capabilities by knowing what's happening around them by sound. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.